Now, the World Health Organization declared monkeypox a global health emergency on July 23rd. The U.S. is approaching 6,000 total cases, 18 of those detected in Wisconsin. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Jonathan Tempty is the Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health with expertise in vaccines and immunization policy. He's a professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at UW-Madison. Dr. Tempty, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. It's a pleasure to be with you again, especially not talking about COVID.
Right. A change of pace for us here, Dr. Tempty. Now, tell us a little bit about monkeypox. It's caused, I understand, by a virus. Tell us a little bit about this disease.
Well, this is a virus that is closely related to smallpox and some of the other contagious diseases out there. This particular disease was first isolated back in 1958 and was originally found in a colony of research monkeys, so hence the name name monkeypox. In general, though, this is one that has typically been spread by other animals to humans. And in fact, back in 2003, Wisconsin had a small outbreak that was caused primarily by spread from, prairie dogs to humans. And Wisconsin had more cases than any other state at that time. But I hate to say this, but currently we're up to 22 cases in Wisconsin, and that surpasses what we had back in 2003.
Now, you say smallpox, which I think of as one of the most horrific diseases in human history. Monkeypox, not that bad?
Not that bad. Unfortunately, in this current outbreak, there have now been some deaths reported. And in Africa, where this disease is more common and what we call endemic, the rate of death is somewhere between 1% and 6% of cases. But you have to keep in mind that those are situations where there are many more children exposed.
So tell us a little bit about how we might recognize a case of smallpox. I'm sorry, of monkeypox.
Well, yeah, hopefully we keep it with monkeypox,
right, yes.
Here. Typically, the way we recognize this is through fairly obvious skin lesions. These tend to be larger, somewhat rubbery in feel. They start out as a spot. They turn into a lump, turn into what we call a vesicle or a fluid-filled lesion. These will eventually either burst or resolve, get replaced by a scab. The scab will come off and be replaced by normal skin. And this might take anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks to go through that. Unfortunately, early on, the first symptoms are very, very, you know, non-definitive. They tend to be fever, fatigue, sore muscles, sore back, and so on. But typically, about anywhere from a day to 3 days after these initial symptoms, we tend to see this rash coming on.
Now, how contagious is monkeypox?
Well, I tend to tell people that if you're a human being with skin and mucous membranes, there's a possibility of becoming infected. But it's not highly contagious. We know from some studies that the rate of transmission within a household tends to be less than 10%. And this compares to things like COVID, which might be as high as 40 to 70% transmissibility within a household. So the good news is it's not as transmissible, but it is transmissible. What it takes, though, basically is skin-to-skin contact. And there's some evidence emerging that there is, the potential for sexual transmission as well.
Talking to Dr. Jonathan Tempty with UW School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at the disease monkeypox, some cases now here in Wisconsin and around the U.S. Dr. Tempty, vaccines, what kind of vaccine options are out there? Are they available?
Absolutely. And the good news is there are two vaccines that are already licensed by the FDA. They were both developed primarily for a smallpox response. And fortunately, we haven't had that situation at all. But because they are in the same family, they also appear to cover for monkeypox as well. One is called ACAM 2000, which is a live virus vaccine, requires one dose. The other is Jynneos, and it is a vaccine that is a live virus but does not replicate or reproduce in you. And that one requires two doses about 28 days apart. But both of these are licensed. They are available, but only in limited supplies. And so these aren't available for anybody who wants them. We tend to provide them to people who are at high risk or have had exposure.
Who is at high risk? Who might be first in line for that kind of vaccine?
Well, currently the state of Wisconsin has three criteria. First, people who have a sexual partner who has been diagnosed with monkeypox in the last 14 days. The second group are people who have attended an event where there was known monkeypox exposure. And the third would be for individuals who are gay, bisexual, transgender, or men who have sex with men and have had multiple partners in the last 14 days. And I bring this up because this is a vaccine. If we provide it within 4 days of exposure, you can actually prevent the monkeypox. So this is something we call post-exposure prophylaxis. It also is something that people in the future can be vaccinated against, you know, for prevention. One of the other factors out there, and I just say this with a little trepidation, but for those of us who are age 55 and older, we probably got the smallpox vaccine as children. You can check by looking for the donut-shaped scar on your upper arm. And there probably is some protection for some of us older folks out there who have previously received the smallpox vaccine.
Now, when COVID-19 came about, you know, it was a coronavirus. It was related to diseases we had seen before, but basically this is a first-time thing for humans. Monkeypox is different, right? This is a new outbreak of a disease we've known about for some time.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, we've known about this disease since 1958, so almost 65 years. And it has largely been confined in two areas of Africa. There is a Central Africa and a Western Africa strain of this virus. But the concern right now is it has jumped out of the traditional area and has really exploded across the globe right now. There are over 80 countries that have cases and almost 24,000 known cases out there across the world. And because of this, the World Health Organization has labeled this a public health emergency of international concern.
What about treatment? Are there available, I don't know, antiviral medications that that can reduce the damage of this illness?
Well, there are antiviral agents that are effective against some of the cousins of this virus. We don't have anything that is officially labeled or indicated for monkeypox, but there are agents out there that we think will be helpful. And these, again, are aimed particularly at people who are at high risk for bad outcomes, individuals with immunosuppression or other reasons that a skin infection could really cause a lot of harm.
For parents, Dr. Tempty, who might be watchful for chickenpox for their kids, is there an easy way to tell the difference and say, oh yeah, get to the doctor sooner than later?
Well, I think the main thing is, fortunately, chickenpox has been rendered a relatively rare disease in the United States because of very, very effective vaccines that we give in childhood. And so chickenpox in my career has gone from a very, very common illness to one which is now reportable to the state when we see it, because it is relatively rare. But chickenpox tends to be much smaller lesions. I tend to tell people that they're the size of a, corn kernel or less in size. The monkeypox tends to be a little bit larger than that, more anywhere from that size up to a dime or quarter size. And at this point in time, we're seeing most of the cases of monkeypox in adults, whereas there have been a couple cases reported in children, most of the cases are in adults.
Dr. Tempty, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
And thank you so much, helping to get the word out.
That's Dr. Jonathan Tempty, Associate Dean for Public Health and Community Engagement at UW's School of Medicine and Public Health, also professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at UW-Madison. He joined us today for a look at monkeypox, declared a global health emergency now, as we heard, by the World Health Organization. We're watching numbers in Wisconsin and around the country.